if we do not receive adequate funding for the aid operation, including flexible funding that can better enable the work of local partners, the response will grind to a halt. In the 15 times we have briefed this council since April last year, we have used many words to describe this crisis. But the people of Sudan desperately need and deserve more than our words. They need this council, they need all member states, they need the wider international community to act and to pull Sudan back from this abyss.